First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. You must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Welcome to the show. It's a sunny Wednesday here in California. As always, we have my buddy Sal Iacono on to discuss the Lions. Now, our cousin Jimmy didn't think we explained the segment well enough in the beginning, which we did in week one, but in his defense, we did not do it as well in week two and week three. What we do here is Sal sees all the matchups for each week. He tries to guess the Lions for each week. He does this on his own. And then he calls me for the podcast, and I try to guess the Lions. And we see who does better, me or him. And there's a little bit of an honor system here because Sal, you know, has to have the honor of not looking at the lines before he makes the guesses. And then I have to have the honor of never looking at the lines before I make my picks. So fortunately, Sal, we have a ton of honor between us.
That's right. You're going to have to trust us.
Yeah, you're going to have to trust us. So anyway, we're going to get going here. The week four lines.
Here we go. All right, Bill. We start off with Baltimore or Cleveland?
I'm going to have to say Baltimore.
Right off the bat, we're testing my honor because I did pick this one exactly. It's one of the few that I nailed right on.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to say Baltimore by six.
All right. It's 4.5, and I had that. Baltimore by 4.5.
All right.
What you say is the line that Vegas makes when they don't really know where to go with a game, right?
Yeah, and we saw that last night with the Tennessee – or Monday night with the Tennessee-New Orleans game, which really stayed at 4.5. And that was one of those games where anybody who said they knew what was going to happen in the game was lying. But now it turns out the Saints are just terrible.
Yeah, that was a mess. And I think Cleveland's pretty bad. I don't know. I just think the Ravens are going to lick their chops against their Jamal Lewis, former teammate, and – Derek Anderson, and I don't know. I like Baltimore in that one.
I agree. I like Baltimore, but the Ravens have shown a disturbing tendency to give up leads in the second half, which I don't think a good defense should be able to be scored on in the third and fourth quarters.
No. Well, they've been criticized all week, so let's see. Yeah. Oakland at Miami.
If the Dolphins are going to win this season, it has to be this week.
Yeah, it would seem that way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when like legendary football minds like Lane Kiffin and Cameron do battle, there's really no telling what could happen. But yeah, Miami should win this game.
You know, the guy who knows things, who I'm not allowed to divulge his identity, he made an interesting point in an email about this game. Miami could wear their home whites and make the Raiders wear black.
Ooh.
And the Raiders would be playing in like 95 degree heat in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
With the sun baking on them. By the third quarter, they're done.
Why don't they do that? That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of a genius move, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Miami by 3.
I said 3.5, and it's 4, so I'm a little closer there. But yeah, they made it a little higher maybe than it should have been. But
so
I don't know.
Saying,
I like taking the points, though. Whenever Oakland's going to play a bad team or whoever, I'd take the underdog. I don't know.
Also, it's not like Oakland has seemed that bad in these games, whereas I think Miami looks pretty bad.
Yeah. Chicago at Detroit.
Your team, the Cowboys, put a whooping on the Bears last week.
Yeah, baby.
That had to have been satisfying for you.
It was nice. It was probably the best road win in like 3 years for us. But
yeah, it's always nice, not only when you're winning, but the other team's fans have turned against one of their guys. It's like a double win.
Right.
I'm not sure Brian Griese is the answer, though.
Well, it's such a hasty decision to pull Grossman after only 35 subpar starts. I don't know.
Nobody saw this coming. That was the weird thing about this. It's just like so out of the blue.
Well, in Grossman's defense, I'd be like, wait a minute, can I play one more game against the defense that just gave up 56 points to Philly?
Yeah, and then the other thing is Brian Griese could look like Drew Bledsoe in 1996 today.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where is Drew Bledsoe?
Hasn't been signed yet. You keep waiting for him to pop up. But
is he retired?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he was once the Cowboys let him go, that was it.
Because, you know, I don't think he was the answer for your team last year, but no. For a team like the Bears that's looking for like a C-minus from their quarterback, he could give them a C-minus.
Oh, easily he can give them a C-minus.
I don't think Brian Greasy is a C-minus. I think he's like a D.
We'll see. But the Bears quarterback shouldn't be asked to do a lot the way that team is set up.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, like I can't say Sed Benson has been knocking my socks off.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to say Bears by 3.5.
I got this one exact, too. It was Bears by 3. So.
All right.
We'll go Houston at Atlanta. The whole Matt Schaub thing going on here.
Yeah. Little revenge. Yeah. Atlanta's 0-3, but I feel like they were in all those games.
Mm-hmm.
Especially last week. Like, you know, they had the lead in the Panthers, and then D'Angelo Hall gets, like, basically 80 yards of penalties on one drive for 67, whatever it was.
Yeah, I kind of feel like they'll lose all 16 if they blow this one. I don't know.
It could happen. I think the morale is down. Is Andre Johnson playing in this game?
I saw doubtful again. Yeah.
I'm going to say Houston by 3 then.
Yeah, you got it. I thought it would be Houston by 1. I don't know. I just thought it would be well into the 2020s before Houston was a favorite on the road, but this team is despicable, this Atlanta team.
Yeah, they're not good. I'm so embarrassed that I picked them as my sleeper. It's really like a scarlet letter for me this season.
That's all right. You get a pass on that one.
Yeah, thanks.
You got Green Bay at Minnesota.
Green Bay just spent the week being very excited about that San Diego win, and I'm sure Favre's going to be in the cover.
You bet them to win the division, right?
I did.
Yeah, that bet.
Well, I actually didn't because gambling's not legal. But in a world where gambling is legal, I would have.
Oh, right. Them. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
All about the caveat.
I'm going to say, man, that Minnesota team kind of stinks. I'm going to say Vegas is excited for this Packers team and that the line is Green Bay by 4.
Well, you were closer than I was because I thought Minnesota would be favored. I don't know why, but Green Bay is favored by 1.5. So you're closer. So I don't know. Maybe they're asking for you to take Green Bay there.
Yeah, but can't we definitively say at this point that Green Bay is like one of the top 7 or 8 teams?
Probably.
Are there 7 teams that are better than them?
I just don't like when they're begging you to take one side, you know. It just seems like that, I don't know, with the 1.5.
Well, doesn't Favre has a history at the Metrodome.
That's right,
not a good one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe their defense steps up.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that everybody's playing with, like, you know, and I do think it's cool that Favre is still doing well, but I think it's interesting that they keep playing the whole thing about how he's not taking chances anymore. He's managing the game. I don't notice any difference with the way he's playing. Like, do you feel like he's, like, reined it in? I don't see that at all.
No, I see some stupid, some questionable calls on there. He does the same thing.
Yeah, I just
think it's just a ploy to get Favre retired, you know, which needs to happen, and I think they're looking to give Chris Berman a heart attack.
It could be both. I have to say, Favre has been good, and I'm surprised. I thought he was done, but I don't see any difference in the style of his play. It's just nuts. It's not like he's like Mr. Game Manager now.
No, I agree. I think we'll learn more about him this week.
Yeah,
Jets at Buffalo. I was off on this line by 6 points.
Huh. Well, I would say Jets by 3.
Yeah. Yeah, you got that exact.
So you thought Buffalo by 3?
I don't know why. You know, first of all, I forgot it's going to be Trent Edwards of Stanford fame starting for Buffalo, it looks like. But I don't know. I was just thinking this is their first home game since the paralysis thing, you know. Maybe it'll be emotional, but wouldn't it be too good for the Jets fans to put a 2-game winning streak together? It just seems like they'd be too happy about things.
Or you could say the Jets maybe are a little better than they looked in those first 2 games because they played 2 good teams.
Yeah.
I just can't get over it.
Buffalo got slaughtered by Pittsburgh and New England, probably the 2 best teams right now, and then they probably should have beat Denver. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Buffalo's lost like 6 or 7 starters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that's a fair line.
All right, you nailed that one. And the last of the early games is St. Louis at Dallas.
Oh, boy, you're catching the Rams at the right time.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This whole season's breaking well for you.
That is not bad.
The Rams, well, with the exception of Drew Brees, the Rams have had more fantasy serial killers than really anybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Dallas by 11.5.
Yeah, you're closer there. I said 10.5. It's 12.5. Everyone's out. Steven Jackson, they lost another lineman. Bulger is too broke. He, like, picks up a broken rib every week somehow. I don't know.
When's the last time a white halfback has started an NFL game?
Ooh, interesting. It's been a long time, right?
You know, you'd think with all the websites we have, there would be a website that tracked all the white halfbacks and all the white cornerbacks the last 25 years.
I don't know why you're so racist and why I put up with it, but I guess I'll keep it going.
All right.
I feel bad for the Rams fans. Like, I wouldn't blame them if they used these 3 hours to, instead of watching the game, analyze whether the phrase "ticking time bomb" is redundant. That's a Corolla reference.
I don't know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He had a big riff about that this week.
Yeah.
You know,
went well into the night game.
I don't feel bad for the Rams fans because their team moved there and almost immediately they won the Super Bowl. So I feel like they should suffer.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, who's the big screen early game?
Well, I was thinking that one, but now it's not going to be a good game. So,
no.
All right, so out of those, what, Green Bay, Minnesota?
Yeah, I think that's the best game.
Or Chicago, Detroit, see how greasy does a little bit?
Nah, I like Green Bay, Minnesota. There's something fun about this Packers team beyond just the fact that they've kind of come out of nowhere. The thing that kills me is that they're not, you know, I would have picked them as my sleeper because they fit so many of the profile parts, but you know, they randomly won, like, their last four games last year and finished 8-8, which disqualified them. But I guess I should have just picked them anyway.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. Yeah, they because
it's not like anybody was touting them to win anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, great defense. And I still don't know how you're going to win a division without a running game, but we'll see.
You could still get odds on them, I think, pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we got late afternoon, Tampa Bay at Carolina.
I give up on this whole division. I just don't see how there's any way to figure out anything that's going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're on the right track with that. I mean, it's just like, unless one of these teams, South teams, is playing Atlanta, just stay away from the game, right?
Yeah, I think you. It's safe to say just stay away from the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Carolina by 6.
All right. Now, I had Carolina by 5, and DeLome is probably playing, they're saying, but it's still 2.5.
Oh, I forgot about the lump thing. That makes sense.
But who cares? I mean, they're still begging you to take Carolina here. I like Tampa. I don't know. I hate betting this division, like you said, but, God, it's messed up. 2.5?
Yeah, that seems weird. And Tampa actually might be decent.
Yeah.
I was wrong about them. I thought they were going to stink.
All right. Seattle at San Francisco.
Hmm.
San Francisco's home. They beat them twice last year, right?
Yeah, and if San Fran wants to win the division, they have to win.
Right.
I'm going to say, wow, this is a good one. I like this one. I'm going to say San Fran by 1.5.
I said San Fran by 2. It's Seattle by 1.
All right.
You win that one.
Yeah, that was a tough game. We watched that Seattle-Cincinnati game last week, and I think that Seattle team's talented, but there's something wrong with them. I don't know exactly what it is, but
well, one thing's for sure: if gambling were legal, we definitely would have a lot of money on Seattle to win that division. So
yeah, it's too bad.
They need to come through.
I'd be a lot more nervous if that was the case. Yeah.
All right, Kansas City at San Diego. The AFC West is as lousy as the AFC South is good now, right? I don't see any wild cards coming from that division. I agree.
And, you know, I'm starting to think maybe this Chargers team just isn't that good.
Yeah.
Because you could say, like, they, you know, whatever, the Packers was kind of fluky, but they didn't look good in the first three games, like, really for any extended stretch.
No,
and,
no good.
You know, also, their receivers stink. They
yeah.
really do. Yeah, everybody talks about how potent their offense is, but
well, it's like it's Gates and Tomlinson catching the passes. Really, I know they have Vincent Jackson back there.
Did you see Gates' stats?
They're pretty good now, right?
He's on pace for like 150 catches.
Yeah, he may have to do it for this team to win 9 games. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know. On the other hand, if Larry Johnson wants his 40 carries, that might be tough to broker when there are 3 touchdowns down in the first quarter. So,
you know, yeah. Well, you know, it looks like they lucked out with that receiver.
Oh, with Bow, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne Bow. as Dan Bichette would say. I'm going to say San Diego by 10.
Yeah, you're getting this one, too. I said 9, and it's 11.5, so.
Hmm.
I don't know. Not too many good teaser games, if we're about to bet. You know?
No.
Here's one, possibly. Pittsburgh at Arizona.
Oh, well, you know I like Arizona in this, because I love when the coordinators go against their old team. I
always
feel like that's a major advantage. I'm going to say Pittsburgh by 4.5.
I said 5.5. It's Pittsburgh by 6. So I was closer there.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you know what else is stupid? That they're considering Kurt Warner for this game. Like, I guess Liner's starting, but that Warner will play in certain packages. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. He's still in the mix.
Yeah, Warner's had really 4 years to prove that he's not a starting quarterback anymore, and he can't move.
This God he speaks of is very, very powerful, I think, for him to be in the starting lineup.
Also, wouldn't Pittsburgh just blitz the hell out of him if he started?
Yeah, you would think. You'd think they'd have an answer for him.
I still like
the
Arizona.
Coordinator thing could be interesting.
Yeah, I love, because that not only just Wisenhunt, but Russ Grimm, too.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they know that Steelers team inside and out. I just think that's a big advantage.
Right, right. And Denver at Indy, the last of the late afternoon games.
God, Manning just owns Denver.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember him losing to Denver. Maybe it's happened, I just don't remember it. And I really don't think Denver's very good.
I don't either. I think the Colts flex their muscles a little too. With that, you know, people aren't considering them in the top two teams now. The Pittsburgh rolls and New England rolls every week, but I think they get up for this one.
I still think they're the clear number two. I'm not as sold on that Pittsburgh team.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm going to factor in the Indy tax and say Indy by 9.5.
Wow, we both got it exactly, and that's what it is.
Beautiful.
9.5. Yeah. All right, well, let's think of that as a teaser game. Then Sunday night, Philadelphia at the Giants.
Hey, that Giants game made me mad.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
They should be 0-3 right now, and we should be having fun talking about when they're going to fire Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Instead, we have to – the Eli Manning, maybe he's good thing is starting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Giants by 2.5.
All right. Well, I said it was going to be a pick, and it's Philly by 2.5.
Hmm.
So I'm close. I don't know. I don't buy that either. Like, they're great again, Philly. They show up in these clown uniforms, and Rod Marinelli always said like our team was laughing at their uniforms so hard that we couldn't even play defense. That's really why they ended up blowing out the Lions. But I don't know. I don't like Philly being a favorite here.
Those uniforms were like out of like Any Given Sunday, like one of the teams that the Sharks played. It was terrible.
It's ridiculous. It's like the Globetrotters are there. Like, oh, they're just joking around. Like, next thing you know, you have confetti all over you and you're down 40 points. Like, I don't know.
I can't believe that the gambling public is now sold on Philly because they beat the hell out of the Lions.
Right.
That's illogical.
Right. It doesn't matter. I don't love the Giants either, but I don't know. I think I like them at home with points there.
Yeah, but that's not a game I would ever wager on.
Sunday night. All right, and Monday, New England at Cincy.
All right, I have a couple of predictions for this.
All right.
I think the Pats will win by at least 20 points,
mm-hmm.
and I think we might put up 50.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team. I mean, you got to think Belichick's like, screw it. We're going to be like a BCS team that has to win every game by 40 to prove that the cameras didn't matter or anything. And what better opportunity against this? Soft defense. Like, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, this could be a disaster.
This could be bad.
The only
thing I could see is if Cincy kind of matched them with points because they have two really good receivers.
Yeah, possibly. But you have to shut them down at some point a little bit. What do you guess the line to be?
I would say Pats by 6.
Yeah, I said 5. It's 7. So let me add these up. 6.
That's a teaser. What other games do we have in the 6-7 range?
Well, I think, you know what, New England and Pittsburgh is a pretty good teaser the whole rest of the year, wouldn't you say?
So but Arizona worries me.
You don't like that? Yeah, there would be a pick at Arizona.
There's nobody else?
In the 6-7, that's really it.
That's really it.
I mean, Indy is 9.5. It would still be over 3 if you teased it down, but...
You know... I guess you can't throw North Turner in a tease. I was going to say tease San Diego under a touchdown, but
yeah,
I don't
actually,
think that's allowed.
Three-teamer maybe, San Diego, Indy.
I don't think you can throw North in a tease. I think he's ruined that. What about What if you did the Colts, the Pats, and what would be the third team? Dallas?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. They'll beat that team.
Dallas would have to beat the Rams by 3.
Yeah.
Pats would have to lose by 3 or less or win.
Right.
And then the Colts would have to just win the game.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Those teams are winning this week.
That seems like a mortal lock, and I'm sure something's horrible is going to happen one of those games because free team teasers never work.
Whatever their earliest game is, Dallas will blow it somehow.
All right, one more question. Oh, so who
won? I won 7-6. I pulled it out.
So I won in week one.
Right. I think I won week one. You won weeks 2 and 3, and I won this week. So
we're tied 2-2.
That's
now,
it.
I think the winner at the end of the season or the loser has to buy the winner dinner. And we have to, come up with some stupid gimmick for it.
Well, how about this? How about we do this? We'll enjoy when they play each other, Cowboys and Patriots, October 14th. And then the loser has to buy the winner's Super Bowl ticket when they meet again on February 3rd.
All right, that's fair.
All right? Because
that's
what's going to happen.
Why haven't you signed Tony Romo yet, by the way?
You know, this is really going to bite the Cowboys in the ass. Jerry Jones keeps saying, I don't think it would be fair to Tony to sign him now before he puts up the great stats that he's capable of. And that's just what he's going to do. I mean, he's going to have phenomenal numbers if it pans out. So they better be prepared to pay him. But I don't think it'll be a problem.
I don't even know what that means. It's not fair to Tony? What does he care? It's the NFL. People get
exactly.
waived and fired every week.
Yeah, right.
He's worried about Tony Romo's mental health? Give me a break. They took Drew Bledsoe behind the woodshed and shot him last year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I love
ridiculous.
Him, man. I think there's 3 times a game he surprises me. He's like, no, run. What are you doing? Run. And he'll complete it for 19 yards to Witten or something. He really knows what he's doing back there.
Well, it looks like Witten's been rejuvenated and Marion Barber finally playing.
God bless him, yeah.
And I know you love Julius Jones, but the bottom line is he smokes cigarettes and it's
going
to haunt him.
I know. I don't understand. Julius, step it up a little. It's your contract year.
How could a... Yeah, we learned this through a third party that Julius Jones is a smoker.
Yeah.
How can an NFL starting running back smoke cigarettes?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
That is amazing to me.
Yeah,
that should be a whole Outside
they,
the Lines episode.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they just busted Michael Vick for marijuana use. You saw that.
Yeah, I don't think he's having a good year.
I like that the judge ordered for him to stay home. That's the thing. Like, this is going to be a problem for a dog slaughtering pot addict. Okay? No, you have to stay home. Okay.
And the other thing is, do you think he's like delighted by this whole Belichick camera thing? Kind of wiped him off the paper for like two weeks.
It did take him off a little. It did take him out of the spot.
I'm surprised he hasn't been like leaking information to Chris Mortensen and Peter King about other camera things to
keep him off
the pages. Anyway, all right, we will be back next week with week 5 of the line. Sal Iacono, thank you for joining us.
Bill, let me just say, JimmyKimmelLive.net, you could get all my horrible picks each week. I was 10-3-3 against the spread last week. And
really?
Yep, and if I'm you saw our ZFL pick, but if I go under 500, you get the rest of the year absolutely free.
Oh, that's a great guarantee. Sal, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy, thanks.
All right, it's the last week of the baseball season, which means we're almost coming to the end here for the Johnny Are You Worried Yet segments, where I call my buddy Jacko at work. He's a diehard Yankee fan, and I ask him how worried he is about the Yankees. Now, this is a good week to call because it looks like they've blown the AL East, so let's give him a ring.
Hello, John O'Connell.
Johnny.
Hey, Billy.
Are you worried yet?
Yeah, last night, that's it for the division. I mean, I'm not worried about the Yanks making the playoffs, but last night was the nail in their coffin for the division.
I think it's really sad that you guys have decided to throw away the division because you were so scared of the Angels. That is pathetic, in my opinion. You deserve to lose the season now.
I wish I could give the Yankees that much credit for strategic thinking, but I don't think Joe at this point in time is capable of that. So.
Oh, you don't think they ordered the grand slam to the guy nobody had ever heard of before last night?
His first ever major league home run.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, their bullpen, because they brought in Brian Bruni and Jeff Karstens. You think they were mailing that one in?
That was – it was shades of Paul Crewe in the first half of The Longest Yard or the second half.
I didn't even put two and two together there. I didn't figure it out. That could – you know, you think Roger pulled a hammy like Rodney Dangerfield hurt his arm in Caddyshack?
Yeah. You're so full of crap. You've totally thought this whole thing through. You guys are cowards.
I wanted to win the division. I thought I wanted the psychological victory of rubbing every Red Sox fan's noses in it as they triumphed, you know, trumpeted the division since April. I'll be curious to see the 180 on Boston Sports Radio now, where they really talk about how important the division is and getting home field, which they've been denying for 2 weeks. So that'll be interesting.
I have to say, people seem to be more interested in the Pats going 16-0,
which is a legitimate threat. Yes,
the Red Sox have been pushed to the back seat by the greatest professional football team in history.
It's true.
People are like, ah, Red Sox.
Any truth to the rumor they're going to rename the Lombardi Trophy the Belichick Trophy, or is that just vicious rumor?
I think they should.
Yeah, at this point.
The man is on a mission.
Well, yeah, that he is.
He doesn't like having his credibility shaken. So listen, this could be like the second to last segment we ever have of this.
Could be.
I feel kind of sad. I feel like we should almost play a montage of all the great moments, like with We've Only Just Begun playing in the background or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Memories playing in the background as this goes forward, yeah.
It's emotional. What are you going to be worried about after the Yankees get eliminated in Anaheim next week?
What am I going to be worried about?
Yeah, what are you going to do all winter?
Well, I'll have a lot of concerns. I mean, you know, I'm going to be worried about A-Rod going to become part owner and player on the Cubs. I'm going to be worried about their starting rotation, about signing Jorge Posada and Mariano Rivera. I'll be worried about a lot of things, about who's going to manage the team. I don't know. I'll be worried about a lot of things.
About Jabba being a starter.
About Jabba being a starter and versus being a reliever. Right. Yeah. Right,
well,
exactly.
You know,
I went to Yankee Stadium on Saturday and I saw Jabba's father in person.
You did?
It was an emotional moment, yeah.
Was he crying?
His back was to me. I couldn't tell, but Jabba wasn't in the game, so I think he kept his emotions in check.
I think, it seems like A-Rod will definitely leave and probably be holding his middle fingers up on his way out. And then Clemens is probably done.
Well, yeah, until he needs money in June and comes back for one last run.
How much money can that guy need? He's one of the most simple athletes who's come across baseball in 50 years. Like, what does he do with his money?
I don't know. He's got 18 kids that whose names start with K that he has to pay for college for, I guess. So, I don't know.
I saw him on a commercial. He's on one of those cell phone commercials where the signal cuts out. And it's like, really? You're 45. Like, do you really? You needed that $200,000 check?
That commercial is kind of a slap at the Yankees. Like, his wife doesn't want him to come back, but the phone cuts out. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't get that one. But
if I was an athlete who had, who I was in commercials with my wife, I would insist that my wife was played by somebody like that nobody would expect, like Lucy Liu. Like Vivica A. Fox. Like, some people would be flustered and think, like, those are my wives.
B. Arthur.
B. Arthur, that'd be a good one.
Estelle Getty. Any of the Golden Girls really would be good comedy.
I don't get the Clemens thing, though. Like, I really feel like your wedding next year, you could probably get him to show up if you offered him 15 grand. It's like a 60-40 chance.
How much do I have to offer him?
Yeah, I'd say for 15 grand, he'd probably sing.
He'd probably pop in.
Yeah,
how much
to
get him to jump out of a cake?
I think that'd be 20.
Really? All right, I'm going to save up. I'm going to go for the cake.
So, it looks like you're going to play in Cleveland.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
With the great Joe Borowski as the closer. I think he'll be okay in that series. I don't know why.
This could come back to bite me, but last year, because it could be like last year when I had no concerns about Detroit, and it turns out I should have been quite concerned.
Yeah.
But I have no fear of Cleveland. I'll believe CC Sabathia and, more importantly, Fausto Carmona can do it in the playoffs when I see it. And as you say, Joe Borowski. And their lineup, I mean, I don't know. Their lineup doesn't really frighten me much either.
Yeah, Grady Sizemore's one of those guys that puts up awesome stats. And, you know, he's like 5'2 guy. Everybody loves him. Everybody raves about him. He's great defensively. But every time the Red Sox play him, he's like not frightening at all when he's up.
Right.
And Hafner has just been a disaster this season.
He's terrible.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of hitters that terrify you. And then other than the top two starters, nobody I can really think of.
Jake Westbrook doesn't really put the fear of God into me.
No, but Isn't one of the two series it'll be five games in 8 days?
Yeah, they. I mean, I think if they end up with the best record, they get to choose that. And I mean, if they choose that, yeah, and you're looking at those top two guys twice, that's, you know, it's a challenge. But again, I mean, the Yanks are 6-0 against Cleveland this year, including beating Carmona, I think, and probably Sabathia if they're 6-0. Or they, you know, all you have to do is stick around. You got to keep the game close. Get him out of the game.
You're not going to lose to Cleveland.
I don't think so. But no. I didn't think we were going to lose to Detroit last year. So,
and the funny thing is the Red Sox kind of, I don't know, I just feel like we're always going to beat Anaheim when we play them.
Yeah, I agree. So, I don't know if I literally don't know if I can take another Yankees-Red Sox Armageddon ALCS. I don't know if I can take it. I might have to go away on vacation.
I know.
Have to go to Europe and just have somebody tell me the results.
It would be the third war in 7 years.
It's a lot.
I know, 5 years. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a whole X factor of a pregnant wife who, by mid-October, it could be any day.
I know. I read her rant on her last week's picks on your website there.
She's ornery. But,
by the way, if she's in the hospital and it's game seven or something, there's no chance of you seeing that kid being born. There's just none. She knows that, right?
Well, I was thinking, you know how like the actresses induce the kids to come like 4 weeks early so they don't gain weight?
Yeah.
Is that justifiable because the Red Sox in the playoffs for me?
Well, I don't think there's any court that's going to convict you.
Because I was thinking of just driving her into the hospital tomorrow.
Then. She knew what you did when she married you. I mean, she knew what she was getting into.
I know. That's what I always say. It's a great defense, too, because...
She knew what you were.
I was what you thought I was.
You were what she thought you were. That's true.
Yeah, and that's always for any... Any diehard sports fan listening out there, that's always the best possible defense to anytime your girlfriend or wife complains that you're watching too much sports. Or like, hey, you knew. You knew going in. It's not like this was a shock. 2 years into the marriage that I'm like this. I'm not going to change. And that's where we are. I don't know what to tell you.
And in your case, it's your career. So really, it's a double whammy there, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just like you're a casual fan.
Yeah, what a lame career it is. But God bless it. God bless it.
Bite your tongue, my friend.
So, you're thinking Yankees win in four?
Yeah.
And yeah. I think we're going to sweep the Angels. I think we're not going to mess around in this series.
Yeah, I don't see you guys losing to the Angels. I just don't.
Now, let me ask you this.
Falling apart.
Let me ask you this. Why do I start every question with "Let me ask you this"? But more importantly, does Fox with the Yankees Red Sox thing? What do they do with the Babe Ruth stuff? Like, do they just can that, or they try to like milk the dead cow with the Babe Ruth pictures?
No, they're gonna. It'll probably be milking the whole 2004. You know, reverse the curse thing. No more curse. I mean, I don't know. I didn't even think of that, but I don't know if I can handle Joe Buck and Tim McCarver again. I just can't.
In any capacity.
In any capacity. That's right. I mean, yeah. I really dislike them a lot. Almost as much as I dislike Kagawa, but that's a whole separate category of dislike. So,
yeah. See, I feel like you know, announcers. Sometimes we just get tired of them, and we just take it out of them. Maybe they're not as bad as we think they are. But McCarver is one of those rare cases where he's maybe even worse.
Yeah,
he might even be worse than we think he is.
Although TBS has some of the playoffs now too this year, don't they, or something? There's like, because isn't Red Sox broadcaster Don Orsillo is involved somehow?
Yeah, I don't understand how that happened. Why do they mess around with the playoffs of baseball? It's like, hey, this isn't the NHL where they're like, hey, let's give some games to TBS. Like,
yeah,
these games should be on the networks.
Yeah, they definitely should.
Should be on the networks, or should be on ESPN.
They should. It's true.
Yeah,
of course, you're paid to say that, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. Such a corporate lackey.
A little something extra in your paycheck this week. Yeah.
But seriously, though, TBS?
I know. It's brutal.
It's a little weird.
And I heard today on the radio about who the announcers are. It's like Chip Carey and Bob Brenly. Tony Gwynn is involved.
Ooh.
The studio is Ernie Johnson, Frank Thomas, and Cal Ripken.
Oh, no. Why don't they just have Barkley?
They should. He's on Monday Night Football last week or 2 weeks ago, so why not? He could do any sport.
I'm already upset, and the playoffs are still a week away. I also heard that they might use Alyssa Milano in some capacity, which sounds intriguing.
Well, the locker room interviews alone would be worth the price for that one, you know, worth the price of admission.
But she's one of those, I might have to have her on the podcast, you know that?
She's quite a baseball fan.
Well, she's one of those female celebs that plays the whole I'm a huge fan card. But, and people just, because they're hot and everybody's so excited to have like a hot person involved in sports, nobody challenges them on it.
Right. You give her some baseball trivia and she'd be completely clueless, is that what you think?
Yeah, Randy, our producer, just told me that she has a clothing line too.
I actually knew that, frighteningly. I saw that on the Red Sox website once, that she came out with a line of female baseball clothing or something, so yeah.
Maybe it's legitimate.
Well, maybe.
Oh, she's doing sideline work for them, apparently.
Oh, really?
Or in this case, in the crowd work.
Yeah, like behind the dugout work.
I feel like she's kind of infringing on Aaron Andrews a little bit here.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, I feel like we have to choose between them.
Alyssa really shouldn't be involved because of her past involvement with Carl Pavano.
Yeah, that's
true. I think
true.
That should disqualify her from ever talking about baseball again.
It wasn't there. The Barry Zito was involved too, right?
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She could be like that, like Kim Basinger's character in The Natural.
Yeah.
That's what you could talk to her about on the podcast.
Maybe she could dress up in all black for the games like Kim Basinger did.
She dated Carl Pavano. He never threw a pitch again for the Yankees. Barry Zito, what was his record in San Francisco? Like 20 losses this year?
Yeah, that was shocking. I really thought that contract was going to work out. It made so much sense. $120 million for Barry Zito.
I'm going to send her pictures of Clay Buchholz and say, hey, Alyssa, how about going a couple rounds with Clay? Good looking fella, don't you think? No hitter under his belt?
You know, you just put the fear of God in me. Remember the year Tom Brady dated Tara Reid for like 2 months?
Yeah.
His QB rating dropped like 30 points.
I need Alyssa Milano to do sideline work for the Red Sox and take a shine to Josh Beckett. Carl Pavano's former teammate. Maybe she's heard some good things.
Or Papelbon. That would
or
be
Papelbon.
Terrible.
True.
That would be terrible. All right, Johnny, we're going to let you go because we actually called you at work out of the blue.
Excellent.
Listen, worst of luck with the playoffs.
And to you.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Very good.
All right. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
Target to sign off.
Whoa.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.